Everybody, welcome back to the Family Mart Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay. Welcome back.
We'd like to shout out our top patrons, which also, if you're still paying at this point, shout out to you because, look,
we've
been through some shit. Danica, Alexis, Crack Addicts, DeShields, Emily, Jess, STK, our cousin Murs, Tommy, Jay's brother, John, Marcus, Eric, Selassie, and Joe. Thank you so much for being our top patrons.
And thank you to our other tier of patrons, which includes Tyler, Peyton, Jalen, Infinite, Mario, Fremont, Chris, Sam, Lauren, Wimcorp, Senor Hombre, and our newest patron, Mao.
Mao Music, thank you so much for supporting us. We appreciate it. Roll the intro. Listen, man.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
I went to Best Buy. I bought a Zoom recorder so we could just do another remote recording. We're here for the people, man.
How's it panning out so far?
I mean, I don't know, dude. I've been here for an hour already. Like, we're just sitting here, like, looking at each other.
We're doing, like, so much, like, technical difficulty shit.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be that hard.
It really shouldn't, but I feel like we have it figured out now, and hopefully, moving forward, we don't have to do this remote recording anymore. Jay still has COVID, so yeah. That's why we're in separate rooms. You want to tell him about your experience, Jay?
So far, it's crazy. Like, I started off by being exposed. So this is just a timeline. I started off by being exposed, so I isolated. I ended up getting it around almost 2 weeks ago now. I tested on and off. I've been testing, and my most recent test as of this past Thursday, I'm still positive. So I didn't want to link up with you guys. I didn't want to go back home. Doesn't feel that great. I feel very bummed out when I saw that I was still positive, and I'm sorry.
You think you were more bummed out because you thought you'd be negative by now?
Yeah, I thought I would. Because my health official, the one that spoke with me personally, told me by the 19th, you should be non-contagious. And I was like, okay, I get that. And judging from my girlfriend's timeline, when by her 10th day, she tested and ended up not being positive. So I was like, okay, it should pan out the same for me. So when it didn't show up that way, I was just a little let down by my own body.
But shouldn't you add an extra few days because of, like, you don't really know when she started feeling, like, for sure the first day. You don't know the first day she started feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So
right. I don't know exactly.
There's buffer.
Yeah, they asked me extensive questions about how I felt throughout this whole isolation. And so judging from that, judging from my symptoms, judging from how I started to get better from various symptoms like fever and sore throat and stuff, they're like, all right, judging from this, your timeline base looks like this. And I was like, all right. So then I went off that and I started getting better and everything. And then I still ended up being positive. So I think that's why I feel so
bummed out.
Down. Yeah.
Other than that, though, how have you been feeling? Because I feel like if I was in your shoes, I'd be going nuts.
Oh, I think I've gone through the stages of cabin fever like four times, like acceptance, anger, crazy, and then it just goes in a cycle.
Because how long have you been there? Cycle.
I'm going on 20 days now.
Jesus,
since Halloween.
That's more than 2 weeks, bro. That's crazy. Which is quarantine time, right? That's the quarantine timeline, 14 days, right?
Yeah, if quarantine timeline is 14 days, it just so happens that I was exposed before my 14 days, and then I end up getting it, so then that's like an extension, right? I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah. That sucks, man. Well, look, man, I guess you did everything you could, right? Because, like, you got the vaccine.
I got the jab.
Yeah.
It can only help so much. It is, like, honestly, it is past my 6 months, so I guess that was... if there's any indication to get the booster, like, let me be the example for you. Like, if I had gotten it, maybe I could have.
Well, we also know people that haven't even gotten the vaccine and haven't felt anything. So,
oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
So what is there? I don't know, man. Honestly,
I don't know.
It's just a whole bummer. That's all. And it's even more of a bummer because, and I don't know if this is selfish by thinking this way, but because the show has been doing really well, I'm just worried about the people, like, not caring anymore, you know? Even though it's only been 2 weeks, the content that we made from the first remote recording did really well. So I don't know if it's something to really trip about, but it just sucks that like the AdSense started working. We started getting a lot of viral content on TikTok, and then we just got hit with a wall. But I think, yeah, you know, I think moving forward though, once things do go back to normal, it did light a fire under both of us to just keep going, because we know what it feels like to not go.
Yeah. I don't think it's selfish of you to feel that. I think like it's only right that we would want something that we both have fun doing to stay on track for what we saw the potential going forward.
Maybe I'm also just like not giving the people enough credit. Like they can stick around, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's true. We'll see. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
This will really be a test.
Yeah. This is the true test. Not to like, you know, no pun intended, but this is the true test.
Hey. I don't know where the pun was.
I don't know. Yesterday I got the booster and I don't know, man. It just brought so many flashbacks when I got the shot. I'm like, I feel like I just did this, you know? And I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything about science. I don't know anything about vaccines. I don't know anything about microchips. I don't know anything about anything. I'm just getting the booster because I'm trying to help out. I'm just trying to do what I can. I'm trying to do my part by getting the booster, following the people's recommendations, following my parents' requests by asking me to get the booster because I live with compromised people. And I don't know, when I was sitting in the chair waiting for the booster, I'm like, what is this?
It felt like a weird deja vu.
Sort of, because I literally just got the vaccine like 5 months ago, 6 months ago.
Yeah. And now me being like quarantined up, I was like, this is just last year all over again.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's all a cycle. And that's why I feel like a lot of us are just losing our mind.
But also at the same time, I guess we should really check our perspective. Cause like, you know, a lot of people lost their lives to this shit. So okay, I guess should make us feel okay.
Yeah.
Even though you lost your taste, which I mean, that's a big part of you and your personality, your taste.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird to like eat bread and it's like not nice. Bread.
The most plain, like, the most plain tasting thing you could think of. What have you been eating, dude? Bread and soup?
I've been eating like normal. Like I've been eating normally. You know, I eat what's normal? Like you saw me get
Yeah, could we bring that? Because that's almost
That was so funny.
That seems almost irresponsible to even be like to have that.
What? Okay, go ahead and say your part. So I'll try to defend myself.
Okay, so last week Jay and I did a remote recording, which nobody heard because we scrapped it because we're like, this shit sucks. Like we're gonna go back to normal next week. So like let's just take a week off and come back strong next week. After the recording, I took my ass to California Fish Grill. And you know who I see fucking walking up to the door? Jay. COVID Jay. Dude. Walking up in his fucking sandals. And I'm like, no fucking way you're here right now, bro. And he looks at me. And I knew he saw me, bro. I knew he saw me when I was walking up. He was trying to avoid contact.
No. Okay. POV, you're me. I'm walking up towards the door. And the windows are tinted. And I'm walking up. And I could start reading the signs and it says, please wear a mask at all times. I'm like, that's right. Put my mask on. And I can see someone coming out of my right corner. And I'm like, am I going to have to hold the door open for this person? Cause I don't really want to get that close. And then all I heard behind me was,
you don't want to get that close, but you're about to walk into the restaurant.
Okay. Then let me tackle first. Okay. I paid wirelessly before even like talking to anyone. So that I could just walk in and pick it up and walk out.
What's wrong with the curbside?
There's no curbside. No, it's not.
There is curbside, though.
How?
What do you mean, how? You just fucking park on the curb. No, seriously, they have signs for curbside pickup.
Okay, I didn't know that because when I paid online, all it said was, do you want to pick it up or do you want like to pick it up from the express area? I was like, okay, I guess that's the easiest one. So I did that, and I'm trying to do my part in no contact. And then it was you, of all people, that had to find me being guilty of not being guilty. You had to find me, and all I heard behind me was, no fucking way, dude. And I couldn't believe that it was your voice because I just spoke to you for like 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, listen, man.
So I thought I was like hearing voices in my head.
To clear the air, there is curbside pickup. They do have 3 parking spots in front of the restaurant for curbside pickup. Whatever. Regardless, you should have done that. Listen, man, I don't know. I don't want to be the police out here, but I'm just saying, my man got COVID. He's trying to pick up his fucking fish inside. You guys tell me what the right move here is.
You guys tell me, aren't all these things set up and put in place so that if you do feel sick, you can at least stay separate as much as you can and still support businesses?
You could have called if you weren't sure, if you were really trying to be safe. Could have called
them?
Yeah, like, yo, I don't want to expose anybody. Can you guys just drop it off in my car?
Yo, I don't want to expose anyone. Can you leave it on the sidewalk?
No, ask him to bring it.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. I could have called if I really felt super concerned.
Yeah, which now by you say a lot with your actions. No, I'm kidding. No, I get it. Look, but
guilty of manslaughter.
But moving forward, though, anybody that's like confused, like, I don't know. Yes, you. Okay. Now you know. You can call.
Yeah. Whether, you can do one more step, I guess.
Right.
Besides what you see being offered.
Right. And it's crazy because with how much I know you're being caught, because I know you're a cautious guy. You're very responsible. I'm pulling your leg here. But for everybody else, just imagine all those people that really don't care. And they're just like, you know what? I just want to actually spread it. Like, they know they have it, and they'll like go out to places, no mask, or just like,
yeah,
just be reckless
with it. It's like, I survived mine. It doesn't matter if they get it. Like, yeah, They'll survive theirs. Like, it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah. So I guess my point was to see how to know me, knowing that you are a cautious guy, and to like misstep or just like to do your best, but also you're still
fuck up.
Yeah. It just
to
makes
do
me,
your best, but still fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder about other people that,
yeah,
you know,
who aren't as cautious.
Right. Or not at all.
Or not at all. Yeah.
Which is scary.
What do you think about me going through drive-thrus?
I think that's cool.
Okay.
They don't have a drive-through, but
yeah,
they do have a curbside pickup.
Okay.
Listen, man, I've been there. Dude, I go there at least 3 times a month, so.
Really?
I go there a lot, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really far from your house.
Yeah, well, my parents really love the fish tacos there, so. And look, it is really good. Also, what I did to help my man out, I picked up the food for him, and then I gave it to him. So, look, I'm a hero.
Look, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw you too. Like, before we even said like officially, like, yo, what the fuck are you doing here? It was like, yo, can you run inside and pick up my food?
Yeah. I have a video. Maybe we'll put, if I feel like it, I'll put it right here. Like,
yeah, it's probably my favorite video.
It's just funny how that happened. I think, you know, the universe was just trying to look out for both of us. That's all. I think that's what it was. So.
You're feeling a little something from the booster.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little sick. I'm feeling a little sore. I did take an ibuprofen before I came here, so I think that's battling it a little bit. I think if I didn't take that, I'd definitely feel more shitty. I do feel a little bit of soreness in my body. And you know when you're like, you have that inkling of, oh my God, am I getting sick? That's what I'm feeling right now. So
it's not in your head. You feel it in your body.
I feel it in my body. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, my dad.
For you to take an ibuprofen is like,
yeah,
it takes some different level because you don't really take it.
Because I know what it feels like to, you know, when you get a vaccine, you sort of get a flu or you get sick after. Like, it's not a good feeling. So I'm just trying to, I'm taking preventative measures here because I did get sick after the first dose.
Yeah.
For like the next couple of days. And I hate that feeling because you just don't want to do anything.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I've been feeling like.
Not doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm just here, and my brain is melting.
It's probably even harder now because you have you were supposed to release your first release.
Yeah,
and all the stuff is at your house just waiting for you.
Yeah, I haven't been able to do anything. Like, and even if I tried to do something, it's like I can't really do any. Like I'm like out of focus. It's crazy.
Yeah. Fuck, man, I feel for you, dude. It's tough, man. Yeah. And I hope, look, I know we joke a lot, but I hope that none of the jokes like ever made you feel like damn, I'm fucking up right now.
No matter the jokes, I think I would have felt that way about myself irregardless.
Yeah, so. But just imagine feeling like, damn, I fucked up, and then like...
And the boys are like...
Yeah, everyone's like, you're fucking up right now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, listen, man, you were put in... I really think you were put in a... You were in a hard position. You were in a tough spot to be in. Your girl has COVID. It's hard to do shit when you got COVID because you don't feel like doing anything. So you feel like, damn, I got to go over there and help her. You know?
Yeah. Like, I didn't want to leave her isolated by herself.
Right.
And then, if she was already feeling COVID-ish and I've been around her.
Yeah.
The time she conceived it.
Yeah.
Then it's likely that I might get it too.
Yeah.
So,
it's just tough. You know, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it, man. Look, man, in the comments below, if you're still here for some reason, no, I'm kidding. If you're still here, wish my man Jay well. We thought by now we'd definitely be recording again, but...
Oh, yeah. We're still here. Hopefully I'm good by freaking Thanksgiving.
Yeah, which is coming up next week. You're going to miss out on Merz's mac and cheese if you don't get better by then. Which you should be. Yeah. I don't see any reason for you not to get better by then.
Okay, what do you think? If I still end up testing positive, but we still have a big inkling that I'm non-contagious, what do you think?
I say no, man.
No?
Because imagine...
It is like a family gathering.
Yeah, but just imagine, like, we did all this waiting so that nobody would get sick, and then because we think you're out the woods... Like you still get people sick. Like then all that waiting was literally for nothing.
Everything was for naught.
Yeah, everything was for it. Just negates everything that we just did, or everything you did. That's sorry, true.
Let me just everything not, was done in vain.
Yeah,
so. It was a wee. It takes a village.
It was a wee. Oh well, I mean, I honestly haven't really done much except you know spend my hard earned money on a recorder.
Fuck, man, now we went from two recorders selling one and now we're back to two.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Anyways, let's move on. You hear about this Dave Portnoy hit piece made by Business Insider?
No, I knew he was under fire for something, but I guess I didn't know what.
So basically, Business Insider put out a hit piece on Dave Portnoy where they have two anonymous sources and one named source where they're accusing Dave of
sexual assault,
roughhousing, and doing things non-consensually. Okay. And 3 days later, Dave Portnoy responds with receipts showing that things were consensual, things were misconstrued in the article, and that it was just pretty much bullshit. So He just completely discredited Business Insider's article and showed that these people were just out to get him, like Business Insider and everybody involved. Like they're just trying to put out this hit piece so that because they don't fuck with him to begin with. So they were just trying to dig up whatever they could. And honestly, looking at Dave Portnoy's receipts and just hearing him speak about the whole situation, I gotta side with my guy, man.
You know?
Because there's no receipts in the article. There's no credible sources. It's just all he say, she say.
That's why it comes off as a hit piece. Look, he doesn't have the best track record, like as a person. So I guess that's why people can lean against him.
Yeah.
And this is why a hit piece comes off as more credible without receipts, because he doesn't have a great track record. But I know the media, and like there are several outlets that go against this guy pretty consistently.
Yeah, because they don't like him.
Yeah, just because they don't like him. Like, is it the pizza reviews you don't like, or
his honesty?
Is it his willingness to go on Fox News and talk shit? Like, I don't know what it is, but sometimes when you got like when people start fucking up on trying to attack people, then it like lessens the next actual fuck up, you know? Like it's like kind of like Boy Who Cried Wolfish.
Yeah.
Also, and now we're not going to believe the next one.
Also, somebody else made a really good point. The CEO of Barstool, Erica, says that this discredits any woman wanting, any woman coming forward for sexual assault next time. It discredits them, because if you see girls just trying to make up shit just to get at somebody when it's like, when the shit that they're talking about is not even true, what about the girl that's actually talking about some shit that's true?
That's true.
They're just completely discredited.
Very good point. Because it's like, at what point, if people start lying, then at what point do we start believing?
Right. Because the next time I hear some allegations, I'm like, well, let's actually like dig into this instead of believing it off top, which we shouldn't do anyways. In a perfect world, we should be able to just believe people, but unfortunately, that's not how we're living right now. Jesus.
I mean, it is innocent until proven guilty, somewhat.
Yeah. But I just think it's fucked up, bro. It's fucked up for the actual victims of sexual assault and you know.
This actually just reminds me, because last night randomly, me and Jess were searching about like the allegations against Michael Jackson, and it's like really similar, dude. Like, it was just straight up allegations.
Yeah.
Even the children were like, they were like, after the settlements and everything, they were admitting like, yeah, Michael never touched me. And then the parents of those children like ended up committing suicide because they couldn't bear with the guilt of like lying. And it's twisted, dude. It's like people just trying to get over each other. Just, I don't know, to get a bag. Is that it?
But then when they get the bag, they realize that it wasn't even worth it. And they assassinated this dude's character. Like, there are people that didn't grow up knowing Michael Jackson, but knowing that he was a quote unquote children, whatever you want to call it, which is fucked up, dude, because that dude's legacy was tarnished because of liars. And that's the narrative that they're going to run with for the rest of eternity. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. His infamy precedes him.
That's crazy, bro. That's just crazy to me that these people don't have, like, there's no repercussions for these people.
Yeah. And they still got money.
It's crazy. Like, you ever hear about that story about the basketball player in college that was supposed to, he was like a D1 top level basketball player. And then his girl came out saying that he was domestically abusing her.
Abusive.
And he went to jail, and then people come to find out that she was lying. So he lost all his scholarships. He lost his trip to the NBA. And then they just try to pay him with $1 million at the end.
Yeah, I don't know this exact case, but I know it's like play by play of another case I know of a football player. So like,
oh, maybe that's what it was.
That either way, this happens a lot more often than maybe people are aware of.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, you could just like fucking make some shit up about somebody, have them go through some shit for a little bit, and then once the dust settles and they find out that this person was actually lying, there's no repercussions for the person that was lying.
Yeah.
What about the people that just read the headline and they just run with that story forever? Now they just think that the basketball or football player was a domestic violence, a domestic violencer. They run with that narrative for the rest of their life because they didn't do like any sort of other, they didn't dig into the story after. They just read the headline and were like, damn, that's fucked up.
I think that's another pandemic in itself. And I'm somewhat guilty of this, but like headline reading and running with the headline. And then there's a lot of news outlets that like create a headline just for clickbait. And it's not even like entirely what they said in the article. So then like people are running around with the wrong news.
Yeah.
So a perfect example of this that I don't know if I brought up on pod before, but like Subway, or people are claiming that Subway tuna isn't actually tuna.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the headline is, right? So then people run with that. But when I started actually reading through the articles, it was like 98% of Subways that were researched actually had tuna. It was just like these off restaurants that happened to have percentages of different animals in it. And I was like, so what the fuck? Then why was I running with the news of that it wasn't tuna before, when that wasn't even what the article was about?
Right. It was just a headline saying Subway has fake tuna.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Because I thought the same thing.
I'm a sheep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sheeple, dude.
That's crazy, bro. That to me is crazy. And nothing's going to happen to those people that wrote the article. It's misleading. It's misleading as fuck.
They probably got a raise for getting clicks.
And now you know what? I can see why people really get upset about clickbait, quote unquote, videos. You know?
Yeah.
I can see where the hate would come from. I can see where a dislike would be warranted. Which, yeah. By the way, YouTube is removing the dislike button. So I don't know if it happened to all creators, but I think for some YouTube channels, it is removed, right?
I think it's happening. Yeah, I think it's like a slow rollout, because on some channels I go through, I still see the dislike there, but I don't see any numbers next to it. So I don't know if that's what it is, if that's the end result, like it's just going to have it, but no one can see it. And they actually emailed us and they said we're keeping it on ours because we suck. I'm just kidding. That came off wrong.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think there should be a dislike button on YouTube videos, honestly.
I think it was to stop like mass trolling, right?
Yeah. I'm on both sides. I can see why it would be beneficial, and I can also see why it wouldn't even matter if we removed it. Because if you removed it, YouTube videos still have comments, and usually the top comments can tell you everything you need to know about the video, whether it's worth your watch or not.
Yeah.
And if you remove it,
there's still comments.
Yeah, there's still, I mean, if you keep it.
Unless you disable comments.
Oh yeah, or I mean, that's true.
Look, if someone has disabled comments, then you already know, like,
yeah,
maybe this isn't the right video.
Right. I don't know, man. If they removed it, I wouldn't care. I mean, if they kept it, I wouldn't care. But I do understand the whole troll side of it, where they can gather up a bunch of trolls and just dislike your video to tank its performance. So
yeah, that's fucked up.
Because the people like, have done that to me. So,
oh really?
Like, yeah, people have like their notifications on.
You beef with another content creator, and then they're just like, "Hey, next time they post, just hit the dislike."
Yeah,
it's stupid. Content creator beef? Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's content. I honestly don't even know who it is, but I know there are people with my notifications on that dislike a video as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, and that's something that I noticed early on. I was like, dude, this video is like 4 minutes old and there's already a dislike. Like, the video is 10 minutes long.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. I don't know.
That's some real nothing better to do with your time shit.
Facts. You know what? Speaking of that, you know what happened to me the other day? So you know how like spam, there are people that spam on Instagram, right? Or any other social media platform for that. Like, yeah. There are spammers everywhere. Like,
is my butt big?
Right. And people who do it, people who are not bots also do it. Like, they'll go around copying and pasting the same message into everybody's comment section, thinking that that's going to help.
Is my art good?
Right. So there was this dude that was going around commenting on like every single producer page saying like, yo, listen to my music or something like that. And one of the creators commented back like, nah, just a simple nah. And I thought that was funny. So I replied to that with a laughing emoji.
And then, the nah.
And then a day later, the dude comes out, screenshots my reply and starts posting on his Instagram, like, yo, check out Chris Puncelon's true character. And he goes around to the same producer pages that he was spamming on, and he's like, yo, everyone go check my page to see Chris Puncelon's true character. He did it about like, there were at least like 50 posts that he commented on with that, because my Instagram was just full of that. Didn't even
of him
just commenting the same thing, like, yo, check out his character.
Yeah.
And didn't even take the time to reach out to me, didn't even take the time to like say anything to me, was just fucking going in on me for that. And then I tried to reach out to him like a fucking adult. I'm like, yo, if you took my reply to that negatively, that's not what I intended for. I'm just looking out for you, because this is not something that you should be spending your time on. Like, going around commenting the same thing on other people's pages is just a waste of time and energy, and it's not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to get you in the fucking spam folder.
And now you're using that same time to spam a different thing about me.
About me, yeah. And saying, like, look at this dude's true character. Because, like, I don't know. I didn't know that you could tell someone's character from an emoji.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me. So
He, so like if I were that producer and I saw that comment, I would be like, okay, so he laughed.
Yeah.
He's a laughy guy.
And then there was just I realized that English wasn't his first language, and then I was like, damn, this is really not gonna go well. I was trying to reason with him. I was trying to like explain my point, and I was trying to help the guy out, because like I don't want him to spend 8 hours a day copying and pasting like the same message on everybody's page, thinking that that's really gonna get him somewhere. So I was trying to like, I was just looking out for him.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to accept it. He's like, I thought you would get me because we're both foreign. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
What are you talking about? I was born in Virginia.
So like, once he said that, once he just started going off on other shit that just didn't have anything to do with it, I'm like, all right, this is just, this is a waste of my time.
He lost his footing. Yeah, you must have started to feel stupid because you're like, like now my time is being spent on this.
If you would have seen what I was typing to him, you would have been like, wow, why are you wasting so much time trying to help this guy that's not even trying to be helped?
Yeah.
So
the energy, dude.
Yeah, my energy was
drained. It's weird because they're like, he's like, I guess you feel like he wants to be helped because he's like spamming, but then when it comes down to it, he really just wanted social clout, attention.
I don't know what he wanted, dude. I don't even think, I don't think he knows what he wanted.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah. So I wish him the best, dude. I hope he finds peace in his life, because it seems like there's a lot of disarray happening in my guy's life right now. I don't even know what disarray means. I just felt like that was the right word to say.
Look, that doesn't just happen in the producer community. That also happens in the designer community. Like, people that just want us to all look at this last pants he did, and it's just over and over and over, and it's no one wants to look at that point.
Yeah, it does get some responses though, like, stop doing that. Yeah, sometimes you'll get a response like that and they're like, all right, this method is actually working, it's getting responses. But no, man, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not working.
They're like, hey, they said it's not working, that must mean it's working.
Yeah. Yeah, that means they're hating. Haters,
that means
mean,
they actually look.
Haters. If you have haters, that means you're doing something right. Which,
oh,
maybe that's how they're looking.
There's people that take that piece of cliche like too much.
Yeah, they take it as far as they can.
Yeah.
So,
like, hey, if I'm getting hated on,
it's got to mean right. It's got to mean I'm doing something right. Some people, man, I just don't understand. I just
can't save them all.
You know what? You can't. You can only save yourself. So I don't know why I care so much sometimes, though. I just care too much about other people's well-being and like making sure that people are good and that they're doing the right thing. And I don't know why I care so much about other people sometimes.
At times you wish you could care less.
Right.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because you get caught up in it.
Yeah, you get caught up in and then it's like, why am I getting involved with your problems? Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't even know your name, bro. I don't even know what you look like.
I don't know your real name.
Yeah, your fucking picture is like a still from an anime. How am I supposed to know who you are?
All right, man, don't go after my anime Avi boys.
They always have the same energy, though. Usually.
It's true. It's true. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just like Dragon Ball, right?
Dragon Ball people down.
Hey. I don't know if that'll land.
Yeah, it's not. Anyways, listen, I've been having random dreams about girls from elementary, middle, and high school, and it's, I don't know what to feel about it.
I want to clarify, like, are you having dreams about them and you're back in high school as well?
No.
Or they're like, it's now like and present they're adults.
Times. Yeah, present yeah. times. And
like you ran into them and you're like, hey, we were in science together.
Right. And it's sometimes sometimes it's girls that I never even really had a relationship with. Like, we sort of knew each other because maybe we did a group project together.
Yeah. Super vaguely.
But if I were to see them in public now, there's no way I would even acknowledge them. Or they would acknowledge me, you know?
I choked. Yeah. I feel like Inception really got this right, and that when you dream, it's like you just fill up other faces with
people you know.
Yeah, like random faces you came across before. And now you're just putting a personality to these people.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
That sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. So I've just been having a lot of that lately.
Dreams have to mean something.
You think so?
Or tapping in. Like, I like to think that it taps into another world. That's just like a more fun way to approach it. But they at least have to mean something that you're thinking of yourself. I had a weird dream the other night that I had the craziest, sturdiest crip walk.
Really?
I think it was like better than yours.
Maybe that's like there's something deeper to that, that I
want to be better than you.
Right. That's exactly where I was going. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think so, actually. That hit a point. I want to dance better than you.
Well, no, not just dancing. Like, we don't have to chalk it up to dancing, like, in just all aspects of life. Like, well, do you feel the need to be better than me at all things?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
Not at all. At all things, no.
At some things?
No, I'm picking and choosing my battles.
A few things?
Yeah, a few things.
A couple things?
No, it couldn't mean that much because the dream was like 5 seconds. And that was the feeling.
Hey man, 5 seconds is 5 seconds, bro.
I know, but we should only take that for 5 seconds worth of things to be better.
So you're saying if you only last 5 seconds, that whole thing didn't mean anything?
Yeah, I was only 5 seconds, so I'm a virgin. Like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can't say just because things are short doesn't mean that they're insignificant.
That they didn't happen?
Yeah. So I think what we're really saying here is you wish you were better.
I have a need to be better.
Yeah, you have a need.
In all things.
Yeah. I'm kidding. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole. We all know what it is.
Nah. No. There's no one that really could believe that. I want to know about this this girl peeing on a fan.
Have you seen the video that I'm referring
to?
Okay, so no. I don't remember what festival it was at, and I know festival is a buzzword right now, but I don't know what festival it was at, what show it was at, who the band was, but basically this band was performing, they called a fan up on stage, the girl continues to sing and proceeds to pull her pants down and starts peeing in this dude's mouth on stage while the song is going on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Does this look recent?
Yeah, it's pretty recent, actually. I think it happened this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she was just peeing in his mouth for a pretty long time, I feel, like 20 seconds at least.
Where'd you see this on?
On YouTube.
And it was allowed?
It was allowed. And that's
fucked up. I feel like...
How's it
like,
fucked
were
up?
Were they on... Because I'm like, are they on stage and then like a fan is just like, yo, pee in my mouth? And he's like, all right. And she's like, all right, come up here. And then
I don't know the backstory of it, but I'm pretty sure it was consensual because you're not laying on the floor thinking like, I'm just here laying on the floor for nothing.
Yeah.
Like you saw, like he saw her pulling her pants down
and so chose
he knew,
to stay there.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. It wasn't like, it was a surprise.
Okay, maybe it's not fucked up.
Yeah. I do think he regretted it after. He's like, what the fuck was that? He started like,
yeah, you had to be zooted.
He started spit.
Like,
he's like, started spitting it and was like, and then was like, I don't know why there was a cup. Maybe he was putting some of the pee in the cup and then he like threw it at the audience.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I saw another clip of a different show. It looked more like a rave or something, or a festival, of course, but a guy peed in a cup and then threw it in the crowd. And then, like, 50 dudes, like, jumped him.
Damn. Why did
you see that?
Jumped him to get the pee, or, like...
No, because he threw the pee in the crowd.
Oh.
So then whoever got hit must have been like, what the fuck? You know?
And would
then,
you
like,
be pissed?
I would be pissed. But it was weird. It was, like, because he's in the back of the crowd, right? And then he throws it, and all of a sudden, you start to see everyone turn around.
Yeah.
And it's, like... And he gets smacked.
But you know what sucks, though, is that if you did get hit with the pee... And you do go and beat up the dude, there's nothing you can do that's going to take back what just happened. Like, you just fought a dude.
You're still covered in pee.
Right, you're still covered in pee, and you're fighting a dude that threw the pee. So you're probably getting more pee on you by proxy.
I think I would rather go down like that than get hit with pee and do nothing, though.
Like, nothing is going to take back what just happened, though.
I know, but I can at least have some dignity.
You think you're going to dig back your dignity up by, like... By fucking beating up the guy,
like at least doing something.
But
yeah.
Okay. Like, so let's say you do get pee on you. You try to beat up the dude, and then you end up getting beat up. Now you just got pee on you and you got beat up by the pee dude. That's a big risk, bro. When you could have just let it happen.
Okay. So you'd rather like I'm imagining this as like repercussions level. Like you'd rather just be chill with the pee on you rather than have the potential of getting beat up by the pee dude.
Right, because for somebody to be throwing pee, you got to be in a different place. So you don't, I don't think you want to mess with anybody like that. They're living life different.
Unless they're, yeah, but unless, what if they were like super drunk? I don't know, man. I still feel like I would have been pissed enough to actually do something. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy to say outside looking in, but maybe once I do get hit with some pee, I'd probably be pissed.
There's some weird shit that happens at shows, dude. I think Danny Brown got head on stage one time.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've heard that, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Like, let's
and
just
he,
not believe.
He came out and said that he regretted letting that happen later, like soon after that.
He's probably like, for the girl's sake, or if the, was it a dude or a girl that gave him head?
It was a girl. And yeah, maybe for her sake, maybe he was, I don't know, he just knows better and he regretted it. And
yeah,
I don't
probably
know, too caught up in the moment.
I'd probably regret it also. I feel like I would be the type of dude that would allow that and then like instantly regret it. Cause you're so caught up in the moment. You're like, damn,
This is cool. Yeah. I'm on stage.
Right. And then, you know,
like afterwards, you're like, I probably should have done that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Who knows, man? I don't know. Anyways, is there anything else? Is there a question that we haven't answered? My recorder's about to die, so I feel like we should.
Oh, is it really? I have something to admit. We're on FaceTime right now, and this shit has said poor connection, and it will resume automatically when the connection improves for like 30 minutes.
So you haven't been able to see you. That's probably why our connection's off.
No, it's not.
We're not connecting right now. You can't see me.
I was like, do I say something now? And then we just kept going, and it was going smoothly, so I was like, I just won't say anything. Now we're here, so
you should have said something.
I'd bring it up. But then what were we gonna do? Edit it and put it back together?
I don't know, man. Who knows? You have a question though? It sounds like you dug something up for a little Q&A.
Oh, for a Q&A? I mean, I just found this when I was doing some browsing talk about something.
Okay.
What, this question right here?
This is the last question.
Yeah, I don't have to answer it. Oh, on the questions from IG?
Go ahead, just ask it, bro.
It's a wholesome question. I don't know why you're mad at
it. No, I'm not mad at it. I was looking at something else, so that's why I thought it was
Okay, well, the question I came across was, what improved your quality of life so much you wish you did it sooner?
That's a good question, man. What improved your quality of life so much you wish you did it sooner?
Maybe to get your mind going real quick. Some of the answers to this was like meditation. Someone was like,
don't give me an answer to say.
No, I'm not saying you say it. I'm just saying like these were maybe some like examples and you're like, oh, you know what? Something related to that. I don't know, man. I don't know how your mind works.
Obviously. I think, yeah, fuck. Now it's going to sound like I'm taking inspiration from what you said.
I
think breathing
take the easy way out.
Definitely improved my quality of life. Breathing helps get through stress. Breathing helps clear the mind. Breathing helps focus.
Martial arts.
Yeah, anything. Anything you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it releases tension. It forces you to focus on something else other than what you're currently thinking about. And
forces you to focus on yourself.
Right. Which is something we all could do. Which is something you've been doing, I feel. For the past 22 days.
Yeah. When I think, it's about me.
Yeah. So, I think breathing for sure has... which sounds like a stupid answer. Like, of course breathing is going to improve, but...
If you're not practicing... It sounds stupid to those that haven't tried.
Right. Yes, we all breathe. Of course, if you're not breathing, you're going to die. But if you never, actually focused on your breathing... The in
like
and
breathing
out,
exercises.
Right. Then you don't it's hard for you to fathom that breathing can actually improve your life. So I get it.
Try it a few times. Yeah. Try it a few times.
What about you?
See where it goes. To change it up, because I also feel the same way, but to change it up, I think it was when we decided to not drink as much.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's because once we started drinking less, I started to gain more clarity. Like, I'll still drink in here and there because it's still enjoyable socially. But like, at the rate that we were going, I just feel so much more clear-minded than that time.
Yeah, we were drinking.
That was like a haze.
Yeah. It was a good two-year run of just drinking all the time, buying,
getting slammed.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's people that can handle it at a higher rate than or whatever, but for me it started deteriorating my brain.
Right.
It had fucked to up be my put face. To an end. And it fucked up your face.
Yeah. I know you don't really side with that reasoning, but
nah, I feel like if you feel like that, then, and you know your face and body more than anyone else, then I gotta believe that.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? Like, once we stopped, it kind of got better, so.
Is it? I know that, but you also did a lot more lifestyle changes besides that.
Yeah. But I don't think you could agree with drinking helps your complexion.
Yeah, it's not like, yo, you know what? I started drinking and it made my yeah. face better.
Yeah.
that happened to nobody.
Yeah. All right, guys. Look, man, we're trying, all right? I went out to buy the recorder, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, because we want to deliver a show for you. And we hope that episodes can return to normal soon. Fingers crossed. So that's it, I guess. That's all we got.
Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Peace.